When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, Does the Narcissist Hate You? Do narcissists hate you? Do narcissists hate themselves? Hate, H-A-T-E. Hate is a four-letter word, just like love and F, the F word and the S word and all the other cuss word, the C word, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. You got it. You understand it. You feel it. You acknowledge it and things like that. So if you're dealing with narcissistic people, do they hate you? So me personally, any relationship I've been in, I look back on, even the narcissistic woman that I myself was with, I don't hate her. I think a lot of narcissistic people hate how you make them feel about themselves. I think a lot of narcissists, when you get into relationships with them or you get out of relationships with them, you see how they really feel about you. You know what I mean? Because I haven't hated people. I've hated people because the people I've been in relationships with, the people I've been friends with and things like that, they typically bring out the insecurities in me, just like you probably brought out the insecurities in your narcissistic person, toxic person or whatever. So if you're with a narcissist and you're smarter than they are, you're just more book smart than they are. You're just more intelligent than they are. They probably feel insecure and their existence is invalidated, and they hate how you make them feel about themselves. So they treat you badly based on an internal feeling of hatred towards you, not hating you. Hating how you make them feel about themselves. They don't hate you as a person most times. Sometimes do they hate you because you defeated them in life or whatever? You broke up with them, you divorced them. Yeah, they might hate you then. But a lot of narcissistic people, when you're in a relationship with them, they treat you like they hate you because they hate how you make them feel about themselves. How they go from loving some narcissistic people will go from loving things about you, loving a lot of things about you, to hating those same exact things. They pretended to have the same similar interest as you to get you to fall for them. They pretended to do all a whole bunch of other stuff to get you to fall in love with them, to get you to care for them and things like that. They pretended to do a lot of things to rope you in, to suck you into this relationship dynamic and things like that. Yeah, narcissistic people are very, very good pretenders, y'all. They're pretending to do a lot of different stuff. They just do. So if you're better than that person in any certain type of way, you know, like most people know you're better than somebody at something. Like you can read and write better. Like you in school, you had a person, you were just smarter than them and they hated you for that. They made you feel terrible about that and things like that. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, your success makes your success, especially if you're more successful than them, makes them hate what they are in life right now. So it's like you are the external mirror to this narcissistic internal feelings. Like you, what I feel about myself on the inside, you are living it and making me feel it on the outside. Like, I hate how you make me feel about myself. Like, you're going to school, you're graduating with your degree, you make more money than I do, you have more friends than I do, you have a good relationship with your parents and I don't, you have a good relationship with our kids and I don't. They hate that stuff about you because how you make them feel. You make a narcissistic people, sometimes we do hate ourselves internally. Sometimes they hate that mirror, you reflect it back into us, and we hate ourselves internally because it sucks to not be like you sometimes. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to take their inner hatred for how you make them feel about themselves, and they're going to project it externally onto you in their treatment and their behaviors towards you. They're going to start hating you, hating how you do, how you act, and how you treat yourself, and how people treat you. That's why they try to isolate you away from that big group of friends and family that you have. That's why they try to get you away from people around you that's in your life. They feel like it's sucking up your time, effort, and energy. That's why they do so many of these things. That's why they do all of this. That's why they do so much of this stuff, because they want to take it away from you. Because if they can take it away from you, if they can strip you of it, if they can strip it from you, they feel like they can defeat you. This is how it is right there. If they feel like they can strip it from you, they got you. They feel like they're going to beat you. They feel like they're going to defeat you. You mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, don't let, narcissists want how you feel about yourself on the inside to match how we feel about ourselves on the inside. We want you to match it. You want to see how we feel? You want to be successful in life? Make me feel inadequate? I got something for you. Watch this. You're going to do this? It make me feel this way about myself? I got something for you. Watch this. They're going to try to bring you down to their level intellectually, mentally, physically, emotionally, all of it, financially, all of this stuff. They want to match energy. So do they hate you as a person? It's more that they hate how you make them feel about themselves. It's like what's a good word for this, y'all? I said mirror earlier. I think that was good. Like you reflect back all the bad stuff we feel about ourselves, all the internal inadequacies. Like one thing, my wife has like this beautiful smile, teeth just great, you know, all this other stuff. I have a gap in my teeth. So I hated that. I just like every time she smiled, it made me feel weird. I couldn't smile around people because she has this pretty smile. You see, it's just things like that. It's little things like that. You see how the mind works? You see how that works? You see how that absolutely is terrible? How that works and things like that? Jeez, I'm just telling you, just little things. It doesn't have to be major, big, groundbreaking things that they hate about themselves and you make them feel it. It can be something small. It can be small, something small, like you're taller than they are. You're more fit than they are. Things like that make people feel inadequate around it. I'm just telling you how it goes. Like if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, that's it right there. Understand it. And sometimes being like, this is one of the times right here. Sometimes being hated isn't the worst thing in the world, because once you get out of it, yeah, they might actually start hating you as a person. Because if you get divorced from this person, you break with this person and it doesn't end on their terms, they're going to hate you. And I'm telling you, if y'all have kids, buckle up. You mean, if y'all have kids, buckle up, because they're coming for you. They're going to try to do anything and everything to mess with you. They just are. They're going to try to, again, they're going to try to make you their insides, how they feel about themselves on the inside. They want to make you match it, matching energy. So yeah, sometimes they do actually hate the person, but most times they just hate the inadequacies that you help, that you make us think about. Like I said, just my wife smiling, perfect teeth. I'm like, just stuff like that makes me feel inadequate. I hate how she made me feel about myself. You know what I mean? You see how that works? Just little stupid stuff like that. And it can get bigger. I'm just giving y'all a small thing. It can get a lot bigger depending on the narcissistic person that you have, that you're dealing with. It can get a lot bigger. It can get a lot worse. But just understand, this is the when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, this is how it's going to be right here. If you decide to stay in relationship dynamic with this person, this is it right here. But sometimes it's not the worst thing to be hated, because sometimes if they hate you, that means you got away from them. Sometimes if they hate you, that means you escaped from them and you won. Sometimes being hated means you won. But anyway, I'm going to cut this episode short. Hot in here. Thank you all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Austin, Texas, live in-person meetup coming in October, weekend of October the 15th, Austin, Texas. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.